So if a devotee is introduced to Krishna consciousness by some devotees, but then later doesn't find that devotion, the devotee circle very inspiring, and then can that situation be compared with, say, Vibhishan's going over from Ravana's side to Ram's side? And can a devotee also look to change one's devotee circle? Firstly, the two are not comparable, because we are in a devotee circle, whereas Ravana was clearly anti-devotion. So we cannot compare, even if that devotee circle is not very favorable for us, we cannot compare them in that situation, firstly. At the same time, it is not necessary that the same devotees who inspired us in the initial scenes of our spiritual life, the same devotees will inspire us later. Because we also grow, they also grow, and as we move onwards, we understand our nature better. And when we understand our nature better, then we may also find that, okay, that actually the way these devotees are preaching or these devotees are serving, that doesn't inspire me so much. So if that happens, then we need to adjust. And we need to find, being inspired in our bhakti is our responsibility. So we have to seek inspiration. And if we find some other devotees are inspiring, that's perfectly fine. Where we can take more inspiration from that devotee circle. The two important things are there, right? We should not, we should always be grateful to those devotees that helped us in our bhakti. Just because they are not able to, they are not inspiring us now, does not mean that they are not good devotees or that that we should be ungrateful to them. No, we should always be grateful to them that they helped us at a particular time in our life. Very important, right? For that we are grateful. But we should see that actually the same Krishna who helped me through these devotees at this time, now that same Krishna is inspiring me through these devotees. So if we see those devotees as separate from Krishna, then we will have a fragmented vision, Puthak Drisha, as Bhagavatam says. But if we see the integrated vision, where it's Krishna who is inspiring me through this devotee or this devotee, then we will move onwards towards Krishna in a steady way. That is the absolutely disrespectful. We should not be ungrateful to those. Always be grateful. And second thing is, we should not do this at just the whim of the mind. Because any devotee circle that we go through, there will be problems. It is, if you want a circle of ideal devotees, we are not going to find this in the material world. And even if we found that as a circle, we would not be admitted in it. Because we are not ideal. So, there are always going to be some devotees who may rub us wrong, and sometimes some problems. We shouldn't just be hopping from one devotee circle to another circle to another circle. Because then, as I was telling that, yudavikalpa, mind looking for easy alternatives. So it should not be done just on the whim of the mind. And it should not be done in a way that disrespects or disregards the other devotees. But if after a steady observation of our mind, we feel, you know, maybe, say, I like to study Shastra more. But here the devotees are interested only in book distribution. See, book distribution is wonderful, but if what inspires me is scriptural study, then I may have to look for social circle where studies of scripture is more. Or if my interest is more in doing, say, Harinam Sankirtan, and I am surrounded a circle who wants to go deep into Shastra, I don't feel inspired, I feel burdened by that. Then I may shift to a circle where there is more of Harinam Sankirtan happening. These are simple examples, but the point is that we have to take responsibility for our spiritual life. So if we need to find a social circle that inspires us, then we should do that. And ideally speaking, it should be done with at least the informing the devotees, if not taking their lessons. If the devotees guiding us are mature, then they'll bless us. Sometimes it may even happen that there are several examples that sometimes a devotee takes initiation from a particular spiritual master. But after that, they feel more inspired by some other spiritual master. Then they tell their spiritual master, Maharaja, whatever, I would like to serve under him. The spiritual master doesn't object. It's done in a very graceful, respectful way. And the devotee serves under their spiritual master. So how we see it in our moment is, there is Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So for us in Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada manifests through all these three. Prabhupada manifests as our Guru, that is our primary spiritual master. Prabhupada manifests as the general devotees in ISKCON. They are like the sadhus for us. And Prabhupada manifests as his books, that is Shastra. And that approach is in a broader sense also. So it is the same Krishna who is manifesting through whichever devotee we are feeling inspired by. So we need to do it in a very respectful, courteous way. No devotees, those who have guided us, they should not feel rejected or slighted by us. And we also, if we go to some other devotee circle, we should not speak bad about those devotees. That was just our need, and that devotee circle is also wonderful. And for some other devotee circle, so for other devotees, that devotee circle will be much more, this is so wonderful, how could you do this? So that's perfectly fine. There is a room for individuality in bhakti. And at the same time, while asserting our individuality, we shouldn't stampede on others' toes and hurt others. We can gracefully move onwards in our bhakti. Does it answer your question? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.